Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Sia, and before we get started, just go ahead and kind of like follow this podcast on whatever streaming platform you're using so that you can get notified every time a new episode drops. And you can also like leave a rating or a review if you're listening on Spotify. I know there's even like an option of sending me a voice note. So if you feel so inclined, I would love to hear from you guys. So please leave a rating, kindly 5 stars, okay? Because like I said in the previous episode, we're not at 5-star quality yet, but we are going to get there. And let us just walk by faith and not by hearing, you know? Just give it 5 stars for now, for future 5-star quality content. You get what I'm saying? And thank you guys for tuning in today. I will just get into our conversation. So, at the beginning of December last year, I decided to take up gym, right? Just because I haven't been really happy about my weight gain last year. I just feel like I gained so much weight that I am the heaviest I've ever been. And it just started not to feel nice, man. Like, and you know, like I can only complain about something for so long. And at some point it's like, okay, babes, but what are you doing about it? Right? So I was like, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to give gym one more shot in my life in the hopes that, you know, my physique will change, right? So I'm like, okay, let's get into it. And I've been going since December, you know, I've been consistent, but like going like 4 to 5 times a week. The only time where I slacked a little bit was during that Christmas, New Year's week break situation, but like obviously no one is at the gym during that time. We are with our families, with our loved ones, you know, we're just taking a break from life itself. So but then, you know, the month of January started and I went back, and I have been consistent since then for the past 3 weeks. And I just want to say full disclosure that gym does not delight me. It genuinely does not delight me. I am not a physical training type of person. I am very lazy as a person, and I've never been into fitness. Even like just growing up, I was an arty kid. Like, I am into your choir practice, I'm into drama practice, I'm not into soccer, netball, and all those things. I did take on netball for a very short while in high school, and it was just not my thing. Also, it started to interfere with like the school play that I was in, so yeah, I couldn't really stay consistent with it. But I'm just not an active person, I'm not like a sporty person, you know. And yeah, so it's really not delightful for me, and I am trying. I'm really trying my hardest to get to a point where it starts to feel delightful for me. And I don't, you know, like even the thing of like it is so good for your mental health and whatever, I hear those chats, guys, like I really do hear them. But I haven't noticed any difference in the past. It's been like, I'd like to say 6 weeks. Now, there hasn't been any like drastic improvement in my mood or just my everyday, day to day. It doesn't make me more productive. Like, it's just not delightful. However, because I hear to speak about joys of life, right? I want to say that, like, you know, what I do enjoy about going to the gym every morning or what I have enjoyed thus far is the progress, seeing the progress that I'm making, right? If you're a gym person, well, let me not say we all know. I was about to say we all know that RDLs are so hard to do, but let me not say that, because maybe for someone else listening out there, RDLs are like great for them. And for those who don't know what RDLs are, it's this workout thing that works your glutes, right? It's a move that works your glutes, and your glutes are like your butt cheeks. If you want, you know, like that peachy bum, you need to be working at your glutes, right? And RDLs, like a part of like some of the movements that are recommended when you want to grow your glutes. And those things are bloody difficult, because also you have to, like, you're moving your upper body and you're kind of like, you have a weight, you're holding weights with your hand and you're moving your upper body up and down, right? Like from your waist upwards, right? But also you have to have like, your form has to be correct. And like for the longest time since I started, I would feel it on my lower back versus feeling it on my butt cheeks, right? And you're not supposed to feel it on your lower back, because that means your form is wrong. And I struggled for weeks with this movement, but I persevered. I didn't stop me from trying to get it right. And I would come home, I would come home and I'd practice my form so that when I go into the gym tomorrow, I remember the form, but it would still trouble me, right? And yesterday, I got it. I did RDLs and I felt them in my glutes. And I was like, oh my God, I nearly screamed in the gym, because I was like, I can feel it in my glutes. I'm not feeling it on my lower back. But then I got too excited that I lost my form and I started feeling it on my back too. So now I think I need to work on my concentration and just don't get too excited. Just focus on the movement, right? But that was such a win for me. And just seeing those little signs of progress in the gym helps grow my confidence in the gym as well, right? Because like the gym is a very intimidating place. If you are not familiar with the machines, if you're not familiar with the workouts and things like that, it can be really overwhelming. So it's nice to get to a place where you're growing in confidence and like you know the moves, you know. And what I do in the gym is that I write down all the workouts that I do, right, on the daily. And I don't change my workouts often, because then I'm not going to see any progress, right? So I write them down like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is what I'm doing. And I repeat those exercises and then I like improve on them. And it basically just means like trying to create a workout routine where you're consistently challenging yourself and you're growing and you're getting better at those 3 to 5 movements. And I'm not like trying to confuse myself, because I remember when I started, I was doing it all. And like, it's very important that you have a workout plan and you know what it is that you're focusing on the days where you go in, so you're not there confused and trying different workouts, because then it's hard to see any progress, right? So that's how I approach it. And I prep my workouts before going. I know what it is that I'm going to do in the gym. I know I'm going to do like my 30-minute incline walk. I'm going to do like, you know, if I'm working on abs and my upper body that day, that's what I'm going to focus on. If I'm doing legs, that's what I'm going to focus on. If I'm working my glutes, that's what I'm going to focus on. But I just wanted to share that like my joy is just like seeing those little signs of improvement, whether it is like yesterday I was lifting a 10 kg and then today I went in and I lifted a 15 kg, and that's been like great. That's the only nice thing so far for me about going to the gym. I just want to say that like if anyone out there is working on something, or like, you know, doing something physical, because it's the beginning of the year, we all have these resolutions that, you know, I'm gonna work out more, I'm gonna take more walks, I'm going to do this and that. I just want to urge everyone to like keep trying. and keep showing up and like keep being consistent. I think sometimes it's not fun. You're not doing it because you enjoy it. You're not doing it because, like, you know, you want to do it, but it's just honoring your word and like showing up, even if you don't feel like it. About 90% of the time, I don't feel like going to the gym, but I wake up every morning and I'm like, oh shucks, here we go again, you know, and I get myself there. I do my silly, cute little workouts. I come back home and I'm just happy that I've done that, right? And like, or I just try to be better than I was yesterday. And some days I'm not, like, because I think sometimes it's very easy to get really frustrated and like kind of just like become over the entire thing. So like, you're allowed to have some off days, even if you do show up to the gym. Sometimes you try to lift a weight that you thought, you know, you could lift, and it just doesn't work out like it did yesterday. And you're like, why? What's going on? Right? And it's so easy to get frustrated. But it's just like, no, come back, gather yourself, try again and again and again and again. And I think it's just teaching me a lot about like consistency and just showing up even if I don't want to. And just doing that thing. And hopefully it becomes a habit and a routine that delights me. But at this present moment in time, it's not really enjoyable for me. But I'll do it either way. And because sometimes you have to stick it out. Like, it's my season of sticking this gym thing out. But yeah, so that's what I wanted to share this time around. So like, if any of you guys are starting something new, you know, getting into fitness, let me know. Like, let's be accountability buddies and all that stuff. So it would be nice to like, you know, give each other a thumbs up there for trying to get our, or get to our body goals, if that's a thing that you are trying to get to, or if you're just doing it for like, you know, mental health reasons and whatnot. I just want to urge everyone to just keep going, you know, keep going, even if it's not as pleasant, even if it's not easy, even if it's not delightful, just do it. And you'll start to see the little moments of progress where like, oh, now you can last, you know, 20 minutes on the Stairmaster when you started, you couldn't even do like, I guess, 5 minutes. And those are the moments where you're just like, oh, I'm building my resistance. And it's so great to get to that point of like seeing that, like, oh, I'm doing better than I was doing last week, or I'm getting stronger than I was last week. And even though you're not seeing any physical changes, because they just haven't come in yet, you know, you just have to stick it through. So let's start small, let's start cute. And also, that's a point, right? You don't want to scare yourself, you don't want to set unrealistic expectations. Just be honest about where you're at and how it is that you'd like to start, in a way that allows you not to get frustrated. Because if you're somebody like me, that if I get frustrated, I drop everything, you know, and then it doesn't allow me to return, because I'm just like, I'm so over everything. So if you're like me and you just want to take things in bits and pieces, you know, you just want to nibble here, nibble there, without getting overwhelmed by that kind of commitment, I think just start small, start where you are, be honest about where you are. Don't now come in, you've never gone to the gym or just, you know, done any kind of fitness in your life, and then you come in there and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this, and because that doesn't help. You're going to kill yourself for what? And then you won't return, you know, and then it's done. So yeah, start where you are, start small, be honest with yourself, and just like try to find some delight in the small things that you're doing, in the small progress that you're making, towards your fitness journey. But I really do want to get to a point where I'm like a fitness babe, where I'm posting pictures in front of the gym mirror on my Instagram. Once I get good at this and once I lose some weight, I don't want to lie to you guys, I'm just going to be posting gym pictures all the time. Like, it's just going to be my kind of my personality. Gym is literally going to be my personality. Once I get to a point where I'm really good at it, I will not shut up about it. For now, I'm keeping it cute and I'm keeping it humble because it is humbling me. But yeah, I'm gonna end it here before I ramble. Thank you guys for listening and good luck on whatever fitness goals that you have for the year. Let me know. Remember to rate the podcast. Remember to leave a comment or a review or a rating. Like, just let me know what you think about the show, you know. Send me a tweet and all that fun stuff. I would love to hear from you guys. And yeah, thank you. Bye.